High-tech ways to train law enforcement is now available, and it's through a company called Meggett Training Systems. We have with us Director of Virtual Training, Matt Cunningham, joining us. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about this. So what kind of virtual training or what technology is being used to assist officers in getting them better prepared?
Sure, yeah. Meggett, here at Meggett, we offer a wide variety of options. We offer a portable solution, which is a laptop-based, more community outreach or a portable for school resource officers, all the way up to a five-screen, 300-degree, fully immersive virtual simulator. So the officers actually go through a marksmanship trainer, which gets them familiar with their firearms in a safe, controlled environment, and then they go into a judgmental, which is a use of force option. So it teaches the officers to focus on every option that they have, be it hands, less lethal from the OC to the tasers, all the way up to lethal if the situation actually dictates. So we have a full spectrum of simulators here at Meggett Training Systems.
Is this something where the officers go to you, or do you take this on the road?
Oh, we do both. We do both, actually. We offer our services in the building where we have departments come in and use our facility for training. But for the most part, the officers actually purchase their own simulators. They take it to their departments, be it a combined regional like we have here locally in Georgia, Gwinnett County, or they have a department-specific resources. So we actually outfit their training room with different simulators to fit their needs, whatever that might be, and then they train and they bring their officers in. So we really do cover just about everything that they need.
What becomes the benefit of doing something like this?
You want to push these officers from a training perspective. You want to push these officers into an uncomfortable zone, and you want to find that point inside of a training environment to where they can make mistakes. We want these officers, trainees specifically, to make mistakes inside of these environments so they can critique. They can do an after action where the instructors can go and they can teach them specifically, because every department is slightly different. They range from their levels of force to the way that they teach their firearm manipulation. So it gives them the flexibility to teach however it is that they want their officers to act in the field. But to take them to that breaking point.
When you do this, are you also monitoring the officers, you know, like heart rate or things related to them internally? Because a lot of things that happen are so split second. It involves a lot of emotion, adrenaline. Is any of that kind of thing studied or
It absolutely can be. What we do is we offer a look back camera, so it's essentially a picture in picture a solution. So we can show the officers not only what they did inside of the scenario through our trace analysis, where we're tracing which particular weapon they're using, and we're giving those analytics from the shots, but we're also showing them what verbal did you use? Were you maybe a bit excessive in your verbals, or were you calm, collective? And then based off of those interactions, the instructor can escalate the situation or de-escalate the situation. But we can put that officer through a similar situation. So it's not just one system or one video and they're done. They can go through that same situation and the instructor can take a different path. So we give them that after action to where he goes and he shows him what he did in that scenario. Did he draw his firearm? Did he go to his less lethal option at the correct time? Could he have used verbals a little bit more aggressively before he went to that level of force? So we do it with an after action with the picture in picture, and that's we found some pretty interesting feedback from the officers of, oh, I didn't realize I said that, or I didn't realize that I was that aggressive in that situation. Maybe I could have toned it back a little bit. So we do it through after action.
How long have you been using this technology, and how has it evolved over time?
Yeah, we're Meggett was actually a company called FATS, Firearms Training Simulators, Firearms Training Systems. So we started this industry back in the early 80s. So we started with law enforcement and expanded into the military. So if you can imagine the amount of technology the military puts into systems like this, through the shot analysis, through weapon trace, the realistic fit, form, and function of a firearm, that comes over into the law enforcement side. So We've gone from a single screen to a three-screen flat for the military, now available in law enforcement, all the way to the five-screen 300LE, which is a new system for us, recently released, and soon to be the 180LE, releasing later this fall.
We're talking today with Matt Cunningham, Director of Virtual Training for Mega Training Systems. When you're putting something like this together with the scenarios, do you have sort of false scenarios or even sort of benign scenarios so that if, you know, if you're already set up to a situation, the officer might think, okay, now I have to be prepared to see what happens? Or is it they always are prepared for maybe the worst and try to figure out whether or not it's going to escalate to that?
Sure, yeah, yeah. We view our content as it's a baseline, and we do give that ability to the instructors, to each department, to expand on. I would say our scenarios are not generic. They are very specific to fit particular training needs. But we work with our local law enforcement throughout the U.S. because, if you can imagine, different areas have different guidelines that they follow. So we focus our content creation with the customer. We also, on the 100P, we give them the ability to create their own scenarios. So it's a full spectrum of training content that we offer for all of our departments and customers.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from people who have gone through it, and maybe what they felt that more confidence for the next time, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we take them to that failure point. We want them to make those mistakes. So it really comes down to the instructor. If the instructor is treating it as most instructors do, as a realistic situation, they'll push them through that, and then they'll take them to that next step. So if you want to take them to that breaking point, bring their confidence back up. Their confidence not only in their verbal skills, which is extremely important in law enforcement, but the confidence in their use of force options. So their tasers. And then as we progress, we take them through very basic scenarios all the way to very advanced scenarios. And it's really up to the officers, to the instructors, on how far they want to push it and how quickly they want to push it. That's one of the benefits of these virtual simulators, is it does allow a stable platform that every officer that goes through, be it a recruiter, be it a seasoned officer, you can really see a standardized training platform to where the basic officer might not do as well as a seasoned, and you can bridge that gap rather quickly with these virtual simulators.
Does this look more like a video game, or is it more realistic? I mean, are the images of real people, or are they kind of computer generated? I'm just trying to get an idea on that.
Sure. Yeah, we use realistic videos. So our videos are actually shot in HD. We shoot our videos in 4K for all of our different platforms. So if you can imagine a very crisp image of a person in front of you posing a threat to the officer or a confrontational situation, it is very realistic. It will definitely get your heart rate going. But we focus on our realistic videos. But for the marksmanship side, we use a 3D high-end graphics that is photorealistic, photorealistic targets and photorealistic backgrounds. So it's as if the officers are shooting on their own firing range. So everything that we can do in a shooting range, from the qualifications that officers sometimes qualify quarterly, semi-annually, some departments annually, we can mimic those qualification courses rather closely, if not exactly, inside of our marksmanship. So it's come a long ways from a 2D environment all the way up to a 3D marksmanship environment and a 4K environment for our judgmental simulators.
Right. Hopefully they won't have to use in these situations, but obviously going through them even at some point maybe create some sort of memory or some sort of set that they can use out on the field. Where can people find out more about something like this, as this is really becoming important in a lot of communities?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're seeing a huge trend go towards simulators and a massive increase. And it's the standardized training. It really is about standardizing training and providing the officers the tools that they need to accomplish their difficult tasks daily.
We appreciate your time, Matt. Matt Cunningham, Director of Virtual Training, Mega Training Systems. Where can people get more details on something like this?
You go to megatrainingsystems.com, or you can always check out our YouTube. We've got a lot of new videos out there showing our new products on the internet.
So. Very interesting. Thanks for what you do, Matt. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.